Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Patriots definitely separated themselves in the division with a big win over the Jets on Thursday, but it wouldn't have been that big of a win without contributions from the whole team. For the second straight game, the Pats scored in all three phases, and Vince Wilfork had a night that Jets fans certainly won't forget.
If there's one thing the Jets will remember about that Thanksgiving night in 2012, it will be this.
Oh, has the ball. Pulled down up. He goes. Patriots pick up the fumble, running into the end zone for a touchdown.
The night was memorable for many reasons. Coach Belichick became the eighth coach in the NFL to have 200 career wins. They had players step up on offense, defense, and special teams, and Wilfork set the standard for defensive play in a big game. Although he won't take much praise for the impact he made with the Jets turning the ball over, he gives all the credit to his teammates.
If we win, I'm fine. I can have one tackle in the season, but if we winning and I'm contributing, I'm fine with that.
Yes, all the pieces came together on Thanksgiving, even without Rob Gronkowski, and the defense looked exceptionally impressive. Wilfork had three total tackles, but what really stood out on Thursday was his ability to hold the offensive linemen for so long. He was a real-life brick wall, but that's something he says he's been taught all his life.
I'm just taught, you know, to fight pressure with pressure, so I just started fighting back and knocked him into Sanchez, and, you know, it created a fumble.
The team had their head in the books for as many days as time would allow this week with such a quick turnaround. The Patriots defense has ridden some rocky waves this season, but the defensive line was strong, even without a big contributor on the end, Chandler Jones. So what was it that clicked defensively this time? Well, it all comes back to
fundamentals of, you know, playing good defense. I think that, you know, we go through the basics, you know, in training camp on, you know, everyone being there to secure the tackle, but also try and get the ball out, you know, as you're securing the tackle. So, you know, I think that we just do a great job of getting to the ball carrier. Someone's always around the ball to where we get the ball out, and then we also, you know, recover the ball as well.
And while the Patriots deserved every ounce of that victory, the Jets fell to the pressure quickly. The Pats dominated the physical and mental game, and all that was left on the field that night was to celebrate whatever was left of Thanksgiving.
You know, everybody worked their tail off. We just worked our tails off. I mean, with a short week, short window, everybody just putting to the side, you know, Thanksgiving on hold, and come out here and accomplish this and move us to 8-3, man. That's special. It's a special Thanksgiving for all of us, and we can enjoy it now and with a win and with your families.
The Patriots have 9 days before their next game, able to catch up on some well-deserved rest before taking on another divisional opponent on the road in Miami. That's going to do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.